Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I spent a portion of my life ministering out in the Far East. Of course, my wife and I spent most of our earlier years in Africa, but then was asked to pray about being Far East Field Director, and I did that for 10 years. And Brother David Harris and his wife Jenny and their family were serving in the country of Japan. And then when I changed positions here, he took my place as Far East Field Director, and he tells us about speaking the language of the Khans. On August the 18th, 1227, Genghis Khan died while crushing a revolt. But before his death, he had welded the scattered tribes of the Central Asian steppe into one Mongol nation. His grandson, Kublai Khan, later founded China's Yuan dynasty, and at its peak, the Mongols had the largest contiguous land empire in history. Now, their empire is gone, but the language of the Khans lives on today among Mongolian-speaking communities in Mongolia and Inner Mongolia, which is actually part of China, and in parts of Russia. Now, Mongolian, the language, you have to learn to listen before you speak, because Mongolian doesn't map neatly into English. The word order is usually subject, object, verb. The grammar runs on stack suffixes, and the meaning is tracked with a strong case system. Endings show roles like is it to or from or with. Now, at first, you can feel your brains building sentences out of Lego pieces backwards. Now, that's normal. You have to keep going, and finally, you'll get it. Let me just add, that's true for most languages. They're different than English, but hearing the sounds, the vowel harmony, and the length. To speak Mongolian, you have to train your ear. This language uses vowel harmony. Vowels in a word tend to agree, and suffixes change to match. It also treats vowel length seriously. A short or long vowels can change the meaning and add some heavier end-to-word consonants than English. And you get the lesson. If you rush the sounds, you'll rush the meaning. So slow down and listen first. Mongolian, like many other languages, is more than just the language. It speaks to the heart. Language learning is not just extra credit for missions. It's love shown by effort. If the gospel matters, then clarity matters. And clarity costs something. It costs hours of listening. It costs awkward conversations. It costs being corrected and then trying again and choosing humility rather than quitting. But that grind is part of how you show people they're worth more than a quick visit and a translation app. If you love people, you'll do the work to be understood. And let me just add one thought to that article written by Brother Harris. The Mongolian, the Kublai Khan in 1260, welcomed the Venetian merchants Niccolo and Maffeo Polo and sent them a message for Christendom. Send 100 trained Christian missionaries. Send people who can explain the gospel. But those 100 people never came. 2 people tried but didn't make it because it's not easy. And the Mongolian Empire ended up in Buddhism instead of knowing the gospel of Christ. We need to listen to the voice of God, and we need to go, and we need to learn, and we need to show love.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.